Hello, friends. Sleep Tight Stories, Sleep Tight Relax, and Sleep Tight Science are now available to play on StoryButton, the device that makes it easy to listen to our shows and more without having to use a phone or tablet. This month, you can save $10 at StoryButton.com when you use the code SLEEPTIGHT. StoryButton, the home of imagination. Hello, I'm Cheryl, and this is Sleep Tight Relax, a calming bedtime show for the young and young at heart. In tonight's story, we return to the Three Rivers Forest, where we meet Bella, a young bear who is scared of many things: dark caves, high trees, loud thunderstorms, and the mysterious noises of the night. With encouragement from Oliver, the wise old owl, Bella learns that bravery isn't about not being scared, but facing her fears one small step at a time. She grew braver each day as she went out with her friends, climbed trees, and explored caves. Her true test came during a fierce storm, when she not only faced her fear of thunder and lightning, but also helped her friend Ricky the Rabbit to safety, proving that true bravery comes from the courage to help others. Before we get started with our story, let's take a few moments to relax. Get cozy and comfortable. You can close your eyes if you like. Imagine you're surrounded by tall, friendly trees and the soft sound of rivers nearby. Take a deep breath in through your nose slowly for 1, 2, 3 counts. Pretend you're smelling the fresh forest air, filled with the scent of pine trees and wildflowers. It smells great, doesn't it? Hold your breath now, counting to 1, 2. Think of holding onto a little ball of courage, just like Bella holds onto her bravery during the storm. Breathe out slowly through your mouth for 1, 2, 3, 4 counts. As you breathe out, imagine blowing away all your fears. Take another deep breath in, hold it, and then breathe out, just like before. Imagine watching a storm pass in the forest, feeling brave and safe, knowing you are surrounded by friends and family. Do this a few more times as you feel calmer and braver with each breath. Remember, you can do this breathing exercise anytime you feel scared or alone. With each breath, you'll find more and more courage. Let's continue with our story. Bella the Bear Learns to Be Brave. It was nighttime in the Three Rivers Forest, and many of the animals knew it was the time of year when loud noises and bright lights would soon turn night into day. Tonight, the humans would be noisy and celebrate their accomplishments, just like the animals would, but in their own unique way. Many of the younger animals hadn't experienced this yet, but they heard rumors of how the ground shook and the sky burned with fire. Mostly they heard that it was super scary. Some heard that it would definitely hurt their ears. Daisy the deer was shaking in a corner, while Hazel the hedgehog hid underneath her. Some of the young squirrels were running around, looking for a place to hide, and the young crows kept going caw, caw, caw. But Bella the bear, who some of the young ones called Bella the brave, didn't seem scared at all. She walked around the forest trying to reassure all the animals that once it started, it would soon be over and that everything would be okay. It wasn't that Bella didn't feel scared. It was because she learned how to face her fears, and she was determined to help the little ones face theirs too. Bella wasn't always brave. When she was younger, she was scared of just about everything, even the shadow of a tree. Bella's family is the only family of bears in the Three Rivers Forest. Bears don't usually live in a small place like this, but Bella's parents snuck into the back of a great big truck and rode it all the way to this small place far away from where they came from. Bella's little brother dreamed of leaving one day to roam the mountains and the rivers. But Bella was happy to live in Brudenell with her friends. When she was young, Bella had soft brown fur that shined in the sunlight and great big curious eyes. You might have mistaken her for a stuffed friend if she didn't move, pounce, and fall onto her back. A stuffed teddy bear can be as brave as you want, but Bella had a secret. She was afraid of many things. Bella was scared of the dark caves that yawned wide on the forest's edge, hiding shadows and whispers of scary stories. She was scared of climbing the tall trees that her friends, the squirrels, climbed up with ease, laughing and calling down to her. The loud crashes of thunderstorms made Bella's fur stand on end, and she would hide under the thickest bush, wishing the noise away. And at night, the slightest rustle in the leaves would send her heart racing, imagining creatures lurking just out of sight. Despite her fears, Bella really wanted to play and explore with her friends. They would dash off to adventures in the morning light, their voices heard throughout the neighborhood. "Come explore the cave with us, Bella. It's a pirate's den," her friend Ricky the Rabbit would exclaim with excitement. "Let's climb to the top of those pine trees. You can see the whole world from up there," Lily the Bird would chirp, fluttering her wings. Bella would get really excited about joining them, but then a shiver of fear would cool her excitement. She was so scared that even the shadow of the tree would cause a shiver up her spine.
I think I left my snack back at my den. You go ahead, I'll catch up," Bella would say, her voice soft and quiet, hiding the truth of her fear. So, day after day, Bella watched from the sidelines. She listened to the tales of hidden treasures in shadowy caves and marveled at the stories of the world seen from the highest branches, a world she could only dream of. When the rain pattered softly, promising rainbows, Bella stayed in her cozy den, peeking out and wishing she could chase the rain away with her friends. But deep down, Bella knew she didn't want to spend her days like this. She wanted to be part of the fun, to feel the wind on her fur as she climbed, to discover the secrets of the caves, and to laugh under the rain-soaked sky. She just didn't know how to begin. One evening, as the sun dipped low and the sky turned to shades of red, orange, and purple, Bella found herself at the edge of a clearing. She gazed up at the towering trees, their branches reaching out like open arms. The cave, a mere shadow as night began to fall, whispered of pirates and secret treasures full of strawberries and honey. Bella really wanted to join her friends and have fun with them. That night, Bella made a wish. She wished for the courage to face her fears, to climb, to explore, to laugh in the face of storms, and to see the world from up high. As the days turned into weeks, Bella took tiny steps towards her wish. She ventured a little closer to the caves, even though she got very nervous with every step. She practiced climbing the lower branches of the trees, feeling happy with each new height. And during storms, she would sit just inside her den, listening to the thunder, learning to accept the noise. Then one crisp evening, Bella's adventure took an unexpected turn. She was walking on the old path past the stand of poplars and the old beaver dam. She stopped to look up and admire a tall tree and think about how wonderful it would be to climb it when she heard a soft, wise voice. "Beautiful evening, isn't it?" said the voice. Startled and getting ready to run, Bella turned to find Oliver, a wise old owl, perched on a low branch nearby. To Bella, he looked as old as the forest itself. "Yes, it is," Bella replied. "I've seen you looking up this old tree and others many times," Oliver observed, tilting his head. "And I've noticed you watching your friends play and not participating." She nodded, finding comfort in his understanding gaze. "Everyone feels afraid sometimes, Bella," Oliver continued. "But do you know what makes someone brave?" Bella shook her head, surprised that he understood. "Bravery isn't the absence of fear. It's the courage to face it, to step forward, even when your legs feel like they might not hold you. It's doing something even when you're scared." Bella thought about Oliver's words, feeling a flicker of hope and a little bit of courage. Maybe I can be brave too," Bella whispered, more to herself than to Oliver. "You can," Oliver assured her with a nod, "and you don't have to do it alone. Everyone needs help sometimes. Even the bravest adventurers in the whole wide world. Don't be afraid to ask for help." Encouraged by Oliver, Bella decided she would not let her fears define her. She would continue to try and climb the trees, explore the caves, and dance in the rain. She would face her fears, one small step at a time. From that day forward, Bella no longer watched from the sidelines, but joined in the fun with her friends, knowing that it was okay to be afraid, as long as she kept trying and moving forward. And so, over time, Bella began to transform. Each day she climbed a little higher, ventured a little further, and laughed a little louder. With each new challenge she faced, Bella discovered the brave bear she always hoped she could be. As the seasons changed in the Three Rivers Forest, Bella grew braver with each passing day. She climbed trees with her friends, laughed as she splashed through puddles, and even led the way into the Whispering Caves. But the true test of Bella's bravery came with the arrival of a fierce storm, the kind that had once sent her hiding in fear. Dark clouds gathered, swallowing the sun, and the forest grew still
as if holding its breath. Bella watched as the first drops of rain tapped gently on the leaves, growing into a torrential downpour. Thunder roared, echoing through the forest, and lightning split the sky. Bella felt the old flicker of fear, but then she remembered Oliver's words. Taking a deep breath, she stepped out from the shelter of her den, determined to face the storm. She felt the rain on her fur, saw the beauty in the lightning, and heard the music in the thunder. For the first time, the storm didn't seem so scary. In the midst of the storm, Bella heard a cry for help. It was Ricky the rabbit, stranded on the other side of a rapidly swelling stream. The rain had turned the stream into a torrent, and Ricky was too frightened to cross. Without a second thought, Bella sprang into action. She found a sturdy log and, with effort, pushed it into the stream, creating a bridge. "Come on, Ricky, you can do it," Bella encouraged. Inspired by Bella's bravery, Ricky hopped across the log to safety. The two friends huddled together as they made their way back to the dens, wet and cold, but unharmed. As the storm passed and the stars began to twinkle in the clearing skies, all the animals in the forest were talking about how she had not only faced her fear of the storm, but it also saved Ricky when he was in trouble. Bella realized that being brave wasn't just about overcoming her fears, but also about helping others overcome theirs. That night, as Bella lay in her den, listening to the gentle drip of raindrops and the soft sounds of the forest, she felt happy. Bella the bear, once scared of her own shadow, had become Bella the Brave, a true hero of the Three Rivers Forest. If you are still awake, I would like you to whisper to yourself or just say in your mind, "I am brave like Bella, even when I feel scared. I can face my fears one step at a time. I find courage in my heart every day. I am loved and can spread kindness around me. I am calm, relaxed, and peaceful. Good night. Sleep tight."